Today's Special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners of this program, today's special, Salamun Alaikum. Thank you very much. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. Be with us because we're going to speak about hosting in the view of Islam.
I know that you could easily take away everything you've given me, and I try to remember not to take anything for granted, 'cause I know that one day suddenly this will all come to an end. So my last wish is for you to be pleased with me.
Today, Friday, is the 22nd of Shaban, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Farvardin, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 25th of March, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. This is a part of chapter Ahzab, verse 53.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا لا تدخلوا بيوت النبي إلا أن يؤذن لكم إلى طعام غير ناظرين إناه ولكن إذا دعيتم فدخلوا فإذا طعمتم فانتشروا ولا مستأنسين لحديث.
O you who have believed, do not enter the houses of the Prophet except when you are permitted for a meal, without awaiting its readiness. But when you are invited, then enter. And when you have eaten, disperse without seeking to remain for conversation.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Never must we enter the house of anyone else without permission. It is said that even the Prophet, standing outside the door asking his daughter Fatima to enter her house when he wanted to go into it. Once when he wanted to go in, Jabir ibn Abdullah was with the Prophet. Then after he asked permission for him to enter, he asked permission for Jabir too. Moreover, when some people are invited for a meal, they must be punctual or do not bother the landlord out of place.
یه وقتی حضرت یونس علیه السلام براش مهمان آمد. ایشون خب یه مزرعه داشت، باقلا میکاشت با نان خشک. گذاشت جلو مهمان، مزرعه مال باغ خودش، نانم تو خانه داشت.
Once Prophet Yunus had a guest. He served his guest with a simple food that was bread and bean. He baked the bread himself and the bean was from his own farm. When serving his guest, he said, "We, the Prophets of Allah, are ordered to be away from takalluf and lead a simple life." From this behavior of Prophet Yunus, we understand that even the Prophets of Allah acted without takalluf or pretentious mannerism in their lifestyles. In this way, the guest of a prophet can even invite him later without fearing of not having a rich table full of colorful foods. Now compare this manner of the prophets of Allah with what you see in today's world. Luxurious and fancy tables with three kinds of food and much extravagance with desserts and cakes and other things. These are all takalluf in invitation, and such manners are banned by Allah.
Hospitality towards guests. The Messenger of Allah guides us by saying, whoever believes in Allah and the Last Day should be hospitable with his or her guests. Our great Prophet teaches us to be generous and how to entertain guests. He wants a Muslim to show gratitude and be kind and happy when receiving guests. It may even happen that the guest comes while relatives or friends are being entertained, or other travelers are staying and there is lack of space, or you are unprepared and have few provisions, or have even short of money. In any eventuality, guests who come to your home should be made welcome, shown respect, and be provided with whatever food and drink are available. One should sit with them in order to make them feel comfortable and happy, and take care to pay great attention to them.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In this episode, we are going to talk about the etiquettes conventions of giving ceremonies or holding ceremonies and inviting guests. And from this perspective, we find that another condition is that, the receptions one accepts to attend shouldn't involve anything against the Islamic instructions or Islamic standards. Another standard to be considered is that nowadays, because some people may not be that much considerate of, interaction between men and women out of, religious standards. When someone attends a reception, he or she must be careful not to have, too much, interaction with those people. For example, ladies with men or men with ladies, without having considered Islamic standards. At the same time, it deserves a mention that unfortunately nowadays we find that in some receptions, in some parties, some men may take pleasure in having long interactions and verbal contact with other ladies or some ladies maybe after finding a suitable man to talk with on idle things or on crazy topics. This is one of the drawbacks of parties nowadays. And all of these irreligious practices should be avoided because they are against the Islamic instructions, and they certainly involve some satanic temptations that may lead to unpleasant consequences. Thank you.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, in your hearts. A day you'll always remember every part.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful
for answering to a simple question, how to host a guest. As they leave, we walk them to their car, help them get their luggages inside the car, give them any leftover snacks for their trip back home, then wait by your front door until they drive off. The other way, thanking them for their visit. The day after they leave, send them a quick text message thanking them for visiting you and tell them you enjoyed hosting them.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً وارت دربي شكراً شكراً يا ربي
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكرا شكرا يا رب
شكرا يا رب.
Now, on the continuation of today's special, brothers and sisters, we'll look at the etiquettes guiding for being the ideal guest. One etiquette is respect the family's Islamicity. If you try your best to practice Islam, alhamdulillah, but this may not be the case with your host and their family. While your visit may be a great way to increase their Islamic awareness, it's important to respect their privacy and not to humiliate them. That means not hitting them over the head with the incessant lectures about how this and that are haram or forbidden in their home or how they are not practicing. So if you wake up for Fajr and not all members of the host family do, make wudu and pray without disturbing others. Perhaps later in the day you can talk about how much you enjoy going to pray Fajr at the local mosque or the peace and tranquility you felt praying in the silence before sunrise. That said though, this does not mean you give up Islamic duties to please guests. Prayer, wearing appropriate Islamic attire in front of the opposite sex, for instance, must be maintained regardless of the level of Islamicity of the host family.
When Allah wills happiness and prosperity for a nation, He will bestow on them a gift. They asked, "What is that gift?" Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam replied, "A guest." That is true. Guest is a gift from Allah. A valuable and honorable gift. However, a material world in which all affections are lost has no value for a guest. It treats him as troublesome and strange and unwelcome. Brothers and sisters, there are certain values of Islam that are so strong and that are so They're so Islamic in nature that giving up those values takes away blessings from our lives. And shying away from having guests or entertaining guests or welcoming guests is one of those blessings of Allah that if we shy away from this blessing, other blessings are going to be taken away from our lives. It is part and parcel of the Islamic culture. And this new Islamic civilization is going to push for this revival of the Sunnah. You know, when you look at this, the lives of Prophet and Ahlul Bayt, they welcomed guests. They would wait for their guests. They would become happy when they would receive guests. And so were their companions. They too were so keen on having guests. But in today's world, we see something different.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special from IRIB English Radio. We were speaking about hosting in the view of Islam. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. Till another episode, we leave you in Allah's protection. Fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لا فتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي